Sinabi ng koalisyon na gumagawa ng mga pangako ang labor upang gumastos ng perang hindi nila hawak. Ayon kay Tresurero Scott Morrison, kinalkula nila ang halaga ng mga pangako ng labor kapag nahalal ito sa pwesto.
When you put all of these measures together, you get to $67 billion in a black hole or a higher deficit over the budget and forward estimates over what's currently presented in those documents. Now, over 10 years, which is a number that the Labor Party likes to talk about, that extrapolates out to almost $200 billion. And that's before Bill Shorten has spent any more money, which I'm sure he will spend between now and the election.
Samantalang nangangampanya si Punong Ministro Malcolm Turnbull sa pwesto ng Korangite sa Victoria, gumawa din siya ng katulad na pahayag sa pagbibigay ng bagong palayaw sa leader ng oposisyon.
The real issue is the flagrant wastefulness and recklessness of the Labor Party, outspending us by 20-1 in this campaign, billion-dollar bill, keeping on joking, making jokes about the spendometer. He thinks it's a joke. Spending all of our taxes. That's what Bill thinks. Another billion here and a billion there. That's what Bill Shorten thinks is terribly amusing. The spendometer.
Tinatanong naman ni Bill Shorten ang mga pahayag ng koalisyon.
Let's call Mr. Turnbull's actions in the last few days for what they are. A great big fat lie. We know in this country that there are two clearly competing stories put before the Australian people on July the 2nd. You can vote Liberal and mandate a $50 billion tax cut for large corporations. You can vote Labor and make sure that we have Medicare and well-funded schools for all Australians. Mr. Turnbull loves to talk about spending, but what he won't ever do is talk about their own plans they announced the week before the election. $50 billion in corporate tax cuts. $17 billion in cuts for high-income earners to get back literally tens of thousands of dollars.
Sa paksa ng polisa, ipinahayag ng labor na gagawin nilang batas ang pag-aari ng Medicare kung mahahalal sila sa ikalawa ng Hulyo. Samantalang nasa Western Australia, nangako si Bill Shorten na magsusog ng panukalang batas na pipigil sa paglilipat ng Medicare sa pribadong kamay sa loob ng 100 araw pagkatapos maluklok sa pwesto.
Specifically as part of our guarantee, one, we will abolish Malcolm Turnbull's GP tax by stealth. Two, we will scrap the price hikes to prescription medicine, which will mean that for an average family with two healthy children, they will save up to $400 a year. And three, we will enact a special act of parliament, which will prohibit the privatization of Medicare into the future.
Nangako naman ang koalisyon ng 60 milyong dolyar upang ayusin ang tinawag na mobile phone black spots kung muli silang ibabalik sa pwesto. Tinatayang may halos 60,000 black spots sa bansa na kung saan ang mga residente ay hindi makatanggap o makagawa ng tawag sa mobile phone. Sinabi ng ministro para sa Regional Communication and Regional Development, Fiona Nash, na sila ay nasa pangatlong baitang na ng programa para sa mobile phone black spots.
The coalition government is continuing to invest in those regions. We're seeing it right here with the extra $60 million going to the mobile phone black spots program. We have already seen 10 new or improved mobile phone towers right here in Corangamite be put right across this electorate.
Samantala, ang katutubong senador ng Labor, Nova Perez, ay nagpahayag ng kanyang pagbibitiw sa politika at hindi natatakbo para sa kanyang pwesto na hawak ng Labor sa Northern Territory sa darating na halalan. Ito ay kasunod ng espekulasyon na ang dating Olympian ay lilipat sa AFL para sa isang mataas na posisyon. Sinabi ni Senador Perez na hindi niya nakita ang karera sa politika bilang pangmatagalan at nagdesisyong magbitiw pagkatapos kausapin ang kanyang pamilya. Idinagdag niya na maglilingkod siya bilang senador hanggang sa katapusan ng kanyang termino at susuportahan ang papalit sa kanya. Pinuri naman ni Senador Penny Wong ng Labor ang dating Olympian.
She has been a trailblazer. She has been a champion of change. She has been a champion in her chosen sports She has been an Australian champion, and she has been particularly a champion for her people. She's made an important contribution, and we wish her all the very best in whatever endeavours she chooses to undertake.